Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Basil Free. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 10th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. The 23rd-ranked Northwestern softball team lost to Indiana yesterday in its Big Ten tournament quarterfinal game. Despite beating the Hoosiers in two of three games in their regular season series this past weekend and clinching their third consecutive Big Ten regular season title, the Cats will look to regroup as they await Sunday's selection show in advance of the following weekend's NCAA regionals. Live music venue Evanston Space will host the first annual Evanston Folk Festival at Dawes Park on September 7th and 8th. The festival, which will include three musical stages featuring over 30 artists, will be headlined by Sierra Farrell and Patty Griffin and will cost $99.50 for a two-day general admission ticket. Chicago Public School leaders are giving more than 600 teachers and staff members a paid day off so they can go to the Capitol to lobby lawmakers for more funds. The concession came after CPS and the Chicago Teachers Union began contract negotiations, with the CPS spokesperson confirming their collaboration in the legislative push. Two skiers were killed, and one was rescued after they were swept up and buried in an avalanche yesterday in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City that occurred after several days of spring snowstorms. A rescue team went to the area mid-morning after the avalanche was reported near Lone Peak in the Wasatch Range, southeast of Salt Lake City. One of the skiers, who was able to dig himself out of the snow, was rescued and taken to the hospital. Finally, a Boeing 737 carrying 85 people caught fire and skidded off a runway at Senegal's main airport, injuring 10 people, including the pilot. The Air Senegal flight, operated by Transair, was headed to Bamako in neighboring Mali late Wednesday with 79 passengers, two pilots, and four cabin crew, when the crash happened at Blaise Diagne International Airport, about 31 miles from Dakar. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Basil Free. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to check our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.